This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The 11th Judicial District Attorney's Office is under fire for letting accused murderers and child sex predators walk free. Court records reveal the DA's office serving Fremont, Park, and Chaffee counties have failed to provide evidence by court-ordered deadlines in at least 33 cases. Because of that, judges overseeing at least six active cases are now faced with deciding if they'll dismiss those cases or file sanctions against the DA's office. Fremont County Sheriff Alan Cooper says this is impacting public safety and the rights of crime victims.
Those people aren't getting any justice, and they're in fact being re-victimized by the office of the district attorney. If I were to give her a grade, it would be an F.
When evidence was withheld by prosecutors or given late to the defense, the judge usually barred it from being used in the proceedings. Some of those pieces of evidence were key for cases to ensure a fair trial and prosecution. District Attorney Linda Stanley did not respond for comment, nor did State Attorney General's office. The 11th Judicial District Attorney's office is now being investigated by the Colorado Attorney Regulation Council, but they will not tell us when the probe started or what it's all about. An El Paso County judge is ordering a competency evaluation for the suspect in the 2021 death of a ranch hand. KRDO News Radio's Josh Helmuth has more.
The judge ordered the evaluation for Kevin Armando Chaparro Macias yesterday. The suspect was arrested on murder and evidence tampering charges in the death of Dionisio Amaya. Amaya worked for Courtney and Nicole Mallory, a black couple who's made accusations of racism and harassment against their neighbors and the sheriff's office. Nicole Mallory shouted something at the suspect at the end of yesterday's hearing, and the judge ordered the outburst noted in the record after a request by prosecutors. Josh Helmuth, KRDO News Radio.
Students at the University of Colorado are demanding the expulsion of a football player from El Paso County. Students in Boulder say they have gathered allegations from nearly 30 women accusing Anthony Deuce Robeson of sexual harassment and sexual assault when he attended Palmer Ridge High School in Monument. The students have started a petition to get the university to expel that student. Thursday's overnight snow and ice made it a tough start into the day for some areas in southern Colorado. Those wintry conditions causing one morning commuter to lose control in a Monument neighborhood. It happened on Forest Lake Drive just after 7:30 yesterday morning. A woman in an SUV lost control on the curve there before sideswiping a house and crashed through a total of three fences. No one was hurt, but Ariel Lotz is frustrated with the type of driving she sees on Forest Lake Drive.
Schooler's bus stop is right there, on
right
the corner where she hit.
Yeah, that's the high school's bus stop, and at a certain time of day, those kids would have been in danger. People treat this as too fast. People, it's 35. They're hitting 60 by the time they get to my house.
Yesterday's incident has sparked talk about making changes to that school bus stop. Officials with Lewis Palmer School District 38 say that they are opened to any ideas parents may have.
Chilly temperatures as we head into the weekend. We'll see mainly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs in the mid-30s around Colorado Springs, low 40s for the Pueblo area. Isolated snow showers will continue across the area this afternoon. Overnight lows down into the teens and low 20s Saturday morning. Saturday afternoon, partly cloudy skies with a high of 38 Colorado Springs, 45 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.